And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. You can also see me Facebook live stream. There's not much to see. Sadists love watching, as do masochists. We cover the whole spectrum here. The sadists love to watch to see me just go through agony for 2 hours. The masochists love to watch because they go through agony for 2 hours. So we get both sides. The sadists and the masochists, we fill all of their needs because I'm here to serve my public. All right, so make sure that you watch that if you want. But again, there's not much to see, truly. So, by the way, the commercial that we just played for you, ECM Energy Services, another sponsor that is, I am proud to say, is a client of Dimitri 2020 LLC, personal endorsement. These people are fantastic. Alex and Riley and James are, and the rest of them, and Anne, the receptionist, are just all wonderful people. If you're looking for a great, great, great gig, they have them for you at ECM Energy Services. If you're a driver, you can make $100,000 a year easy, $125,000 with any overtime, and be home every night. ECM Energy Services. Tell them Dimitri sent you, and that you want to be home every night. ECM Energy Services, six-figure income. They got the latest Peterbilts, the 589s. They care about safety. They really, really, really care about safety. More than 2 million miles injury free. Also, you have air traffic controllers, but now with ECM, you have ground traffic controllers. If you care about safety, if you want to protect people's lives and you want a career, not just a gig, but a career, ECM Energy Services also has an opening for a ground traffic controller. People who essentially are directing traffic, telling people when to start, when to stop, when to turn, when to do whatever, and you're controlling all of this. If you're someone who's been accused of being a control freak, somebody who wants to be in charge, who actually wants to be in charge, who wants to make sure the people do the right thing in the right way, ECM Energy Services is ideal for you for ground traffic control. They have incredible benefits. These are wonderful people. I am proud and honored to do personal endorsements for them. ECM Energy Services, their building is right next to Chaps on National Road. I drove by it a million times because it's way in the back. They've got a couple of little billboards up there, but it's right next to Chaps. You go there, you talk with them, and great careers, great, great benefits, great people. ECM Energy Services, you tell them Dimitri sent me. All right, so this is the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
It all started a few days ago when we had a problem with the post office. St. Clairsville sent out the February electric bills, municipal utilities, beginning of the month. And the post office screwed up so royally that they did not deliver the bills until the end of the month. And that's just about when they had to be paid. And so we had Catherine Tallman on, who is the mayor of St. Clair. She's a lovely human being. I've really grown to be quite fond of her, I must say. Sammy, but her especially. And I said to her, Catherine, it's no fault of the city of St. C. that the bills came late because it's all the post office's fault. And, oh, by the way, the post office still has not responded to my request as a person in the media to find out what the hell happened. I left a message just the way I was told to by the postmaster at the post office, Amy, and still no word from the post office. They're just the most miserable. It's the most miserable organization you can imagine. Anyway, so Catherine came on and I said, you know, what we need to do is you got to convince the St. Clairsville City Council to waive the 10% penalty because it's not fair to the people of St. Clairsville. And you can tell them Dimitri said so. Well, she did, and they agreed with me. And although there's been no mention of any sort of parade of appreciation for Dimitri because of that. Anyway, so in her talk, she also was talking about how Belmont County does not treat the people of St. Clairsville fairly, does not give them back any of the money that we send to Belmont County. And J.P. Dutton, I guess, was listening and tried to do damage control, came in and started talking with the St. C. Government, the mayor and the city council. I read the story and said, well, J.P.'s response was terrible. And I asked Catherine Tallman to come back on the air live exclusive interview to tell us what she thought of it. And so that's why she is here, and that's why this is the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the...
All right, that's enough. Catherine, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
I'm well. Good morning. I can't believe you didn't watch the Carol Burnett show.
I remember it. I remember it from a long time ago. But Vicki Lawrence, honestly, were you there Sunday?
No.
Lucky you.
I enjoyed it, but not to the point that I wanted to get a ticket. So.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly. That's exactly right. All right. So, Catherine, you were there when J.P. Dutton, Belmont County Commissioner, came in trying to do damage control after what he heard on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. What did you think of his response?
Well, just I think by his body language, I apparently had irritated him, which I did not mean to do. But my feeling is, as a taxpayer, I have the right to know where the funds go. And they do send you a pie chart on the tax bill with a very generalized breakdown. But as a mayor, it's my obligation to ask for funding when we are going through this water project. And, I will beg, borrow, and ask anybody because I feel like we are entitled to a piece of the pie because we have paid and paid and paid. But I felt like, and I understand he had said on another radio program that I was spreading misinformation. And I beg to differ with that. He had quoted some examples of how Belmont County helps the city. And he said, we're fixing up the downtown appearance. We're going to fix up and upgrade the courthouse. But he didn't say, well, that is Belmont County property and that is their obligation. And it is located in city limits. But we don't own it, nor do we own the property the courthouse is on. So that is their obligation.
Well, that was disingenuous. I brought this up on my show that, you know, he said the only example that he could give of anything currently done for St. Clairsville was the courthouse, which is not St. Clairsville, which is actually Belmont County. And the newspaper reporter didn't call him out on this. The city council members apparently did not call him out on this, at least according to the newspaper story. I'm the only one calling him out on this going, that's not any proof. What the hell is that?
Well, I'm very prejudiced toward my city and I will do what I can. But he had also, when he came to council and on another radio show, he had said, well, we fixed up on the east side of St. Clairsville, the election building and the health plan building. But again, the address may say St. Clairsville, but they're not in town. Those are county properties.
Right.
Which
outside
is their obligation.
Right. Which is outside the city of St. Clairsville. Again, the disingenuousness of this guy is unbelievable. And he's got that baby face and, you know, it's like, oh, you know, he would never lie to us or whatever. He lies all the time. This guy lies all the time. Why can't anybody call him out? and say, hey, well, dude, these are Belmont County issues. This is not city of St. Clairsville, and they're not even in the city limits.
I certainly am not calling him a liar, and I don't know if he does or not. I just know I was there to advocate for my city, and he had said that they gave us water and being a good neighbor, but again, they didn't give us water. We pay for it. And in the early 90s, there was a co-project done with Belmont County and the city of St. Clairsville. We helped them to complete a water line, and the agreement for that is that they would supply us up to 300,000 gallons of water per day that we pay for. So I just wanted to make some of his statements, maybe just bring in the a little more accuracy, I guess.
Well, I mean, not even a question of accuracy. He gave no examples. In fact, correct me if I'm wrong, he gave literally no examples of Belmont County doing anything specifically for the city of St. Clairsville. Is that right?
Well, he had gone to council and he said, the mayor, I think, is confused because we have what are called enterprise funds. And he said, our enterprise funds have to go back into that enterprise fund. And I told him, I understand enterprise funds. When they get water in from their, I mean, money in from their customers for the water, for, you know, selling the water for their water bill, that money has to go back into improving the water system. If they pay their sewer bill, that money has to go back into maintaining the sewer bill. And the same with any other utilities. We have the same thing. It has to go in one bucket and out of that same bucket. What I was concerned and asking about was money in their general fund, because right. Some of that can be earmarked for projects. So I felt like he was alluding that I didn't understand those, which I had told him I do. I'm asking about general fund money.
Yeah.
And they had at one time said, oh, maybe we can help with this project or that project, but quite honestly, crickets.
Exactly. In fact, here they are. Again, two things. The question that I have for you again, which I know you've got to be diplomatic, I get that, but I've got to do a show here and I've got to get to the truth. Is it fair to say that J.P. Dutton, when he went there trying to do damage control because of what he heard on this show, did not cite one specific example of how Belmont County is helping the city of St. Clairsville?
Well, he had said that, you know, the county provides for, you know, half of the money goes to the schools, which I know it does. Money goes to provide the jail, the courthouse, the court system. And those were some of the examples he cited. But when I was in the commissioner's chamber and I said, you know, I don't understand why you cannot help us with a project that we clearly pay taxes for, he said, we do not fund city projects. We don't. And I'll be honest with you, I'm still kind of investigating this and trying to get down to exactly what responsibilities are county and city. And I put some phone calls into Columbus. I haven't gotten any answers yet.
Well, you should ask J.P. Dutton, say, cite the source, because he's not saying that it's against the law. He's just saying, I'm J.P. Dutton. I'm not going to do it. Jerry's not going to do it. Vince isn't going to do it. That's all he's saying here. Otherwise, he would have said it's against the law. And again, the examples that he cited, Catherine, were for the mall and the plaza for water or sewer for them, right? That was part of his pitch. Well, here, think about this. So he can find plenty of money for water and sewer for Richland Township for big developments like the mall and the plaza, but not for the people of St. Clairsville where all the tax money is coming from. I mean, this is insane. His excuses were insane. If that was damage control, he's made it 10 times worse.
Well, I don't want to speak to that, but I will say that the money that they put into the mall and to the plaza benefits the county because they then pay county property tax.
Exactly. But the question again is, Did he cite even one example of the county, Belmont County, giving money funds, whatever, directly to the citizens of St. Clairsville for the city of St. Clairsville? Everything you're telling me says, no, he didn't. Well, then your argument is sound. That wasn't damage control. That was propaganda, PR on his part.
Well, again, he and I apparently have different viewpoints on this because the examples he cited that have gotten back to me from another interview he did, I feel like he wasn't being completely genuine because, again, him saying, well, we you know, on the east side of St. Clairsville, we put this road in this mall. And that was a joint project with the city and with the county. But, you know, it benefits mostly the county.
Exactly. In fact, Catherine, I got to take a short break here, hard break. And I want to continue here with this. Live exclusive interview with Catherine Talman. It is the Belmont Buzz. That's enough. So more of that. But as I told you, he couldn't cite one example. And even Catherine is agreeing with me. He could not cite even one example. Not one.